जसैव पादाम्बुज भक्ति लभ्यो प्रेमाभिधान परमपमर्थ तस्मै जगन मंगल मंगलाय चैतन्य संगाय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य संगाय। आनंद लीलामय विग्रहाय हिमावदिव्यो छवि सुंदराय तस्मै महाप्रेम रस प्रदाय चैतन्य संगाय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य। जन्नातं कर्म निष्ठेर्न च समधिगतं यत्तपध्यान जुगै वैरागी त्यागस्तत्त स्तुतिभिरपि न यत्कीर्तन चापि कश्चित् गोविन्द प्रेम भावमपि न च कलितं यद्रहस्यं स्वयं च नाम्नैव प्रादुरासीत् अवतरति परिजत्वतो नौमि गौरम् श्रीचैतन्यसंवाय नमः। सावित्री गौरी सरस्वती सती ब्रह्मा अरुंधवती सावित्री सरस्वती आरो जत देव नारी गण आरो जत देव नारी नाना द्रव्य पात्र भरी ब्राह्मणी रवेश करी नाना द्रव्य आशी सबे करे दर्शन आदि सबे करे अंतरिखे देवगण गंधवसी धचारण अंतरिखे देवगण स्तुति नृत्य करे वाद्य गीत स्तुति नृत्य करे वाद्य गीत नर्तक बाधक भाट नवदीपे जार नाट नर्तक बाधक भाट सबे आसी नाचे पाया प्रीत केवा नाचे केवा गाय केवा केवा गाय संभालीते नारे कारो बोलो संभालीते नारे कारो खंडिले दुख शोक प्रमोद पूरित लोक खंडिले मिश्र होइला आनंदे बिहोळ নাচে করে সংকীর্তন আনন্দে বিহোল মন দান করে গ্রহণের ছলে ইন দিস ওয়ে অল দি ডিভোটিস হোয়ার এভার দে ওয়ার সিচুয়েটেড ইন এভরি সিটি অ্যান্ড এভরি কান্ট্রি ড্যান্স পারফর্ম সংকীর্তন গিভ চ্যারিটি বাই মেন্টাল স্ট্রেংথ অন দি প্লি অফ দি লুনার এক্লিপ্স দেয়ার মাইন্ডস ওভারওয়েলমড উইথ জয় ব্রাহ্মণ সজ্জন নারী নানা দ্রব্যে থালি ভরি আইলা সবে যৌতুক লইয়া যেন কাঞ্চা সোনা দুধি দেখি বালকের মূর্তি আশীর্বাদ করে সুখ পায়া অল সর্টস অফ রেসপেক্টফুল ব্রাহ্মণস জেন্টলম্যান অ্যান্ড লেডিস ক্যারিং প্লেটস ফিল্ড উইথ ভেরিয়াস গিফটস কেম উইথ দেয়ার প্রেজেন্টেশনস সিং দি নিউ বর্ন চাইল্ড হুজ ফর্ম রিজেম্বল ন্যাচুরাল গ্লেয়ারিং গোল্ড অল অফ দেম উইথ দ্য হ্যাপিনেস অফার দেয়ার ব্লেসিংস সাবিত্রী গৌরী সরস্বতী সতী ব্রহ্মা অরুন্ধতী আর যত দেবনারীগণ নানা দ্রব্যে পাত্র ভরি ব্রাহ্মণীর বেশ ধরি আসি সবে করে দর্শন ড্রেসিং ডেন্সার্স অ্যাজ ওয়াইফস অফ ব্রাহ্মণস অল দি সেলেস্টিয়াল লেডিস ইনক্লুডিং দি ওয়াইফস অফ লর্ড ব্রহ্মা লর্ড শিব লর্ড নৃসিংহদেব কিং ইন্দ্র অ্যান্ড বশিষ্ঠ ঋষি অ্যান্ড ব্রহ্মা ড্যান্সিং আর লভ হিভন কেন দে আর উইথ ভ্যারাইটিজ অফ গিফটস When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a newly born baby, he was visited by the neighboring ladies, most of whom were the wives of respectable brahmanas. In the dress of brahmanas' wives, celestial ladies like the wives of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva also came to see the newly born child. Ordinary people saw them as neighborhood respectable brahmana ladies, but actually they were all celestial ladies dressed in that way. অন্তরীক্ষে দেবগণ গন্ধর্ব সিদ্ধ চারণ স্তুতি নৃত্য করে বাদ্য গীত নর্তক বাদক ভাট নবদ্বীপে আর যার নাট সবে আসি নাচে পায়া প্রীত ইন আউটার স্পেস অল দি ডেমিগডস ইনক্লুডিং ইন ইনহাবিটেন্টস অফ গন্ধর্ব লোক সিদ্ধ লোক অ্যান্ড চারণ লোক অফার দেয়ার প্রেয়ার্স অ্যান্ড ড্যান্স টু দি মিউজিক্যাল সংস অ্যান্ড দি বিটিং অফ ড্রমস সিমিলারলি নবদ্বীপ সিটি All the professional dancers, musicians and blazers gathered together, dancing in great jubilation. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, as there are professional singers, dancers and reciters of prayers in the heavenly planets, so in India, still there are professional dancers, givers of blessings and singers, all of whom assemble together during householder ceremonies, especially marriages and birth ceremonies. These professional men earn their livelihood by taking charity on such occasions from the homes of the Hindus. Eunuchs also take advantage of such ceremonies to receive charity. That is their means of livelihood. Such men never become servants or engage themselves in agriculture or business occupations. They simply take charity from neighborhood friends to maintain themselves peacefully. The bhattas Bhatas are a class of brahmanas who go to such ceremonies to offer blessings by composing poems with references to the Vedic scriptures. Keva ase keva jai, keva nache keva gai, sambhalite nare kare bolo, khandile ko dukha suka, pramodo purito loka, misra hila anande bihola. No one could understand who was coming and who was going, who was dancing and who was singing. Nor could they understand each other's language, but in effect, all unhappiness and lamentation were immediately dissipated, people became all jubilant, thus Jagannath Mishra was also overwhelmed with joy. So I'll speak something in English. This is a description given the appearance, the festive occasions, auspicious occasion of the appearance. Of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is Supreme Lord himself. Supreme Lord appeared, so there are festive occasions, both in this material world, in this Martyapura, and also in Swargapura, heavenly planets, Jagat Anandamaya. Whole world was jubilant. Bhaktas, devotees, those are devotees, they could understand, they understand it, and they also take part in the festive occasions. All the devotees, wherever they were situated, in every city and every country, danced, performed sankirtan, gave charity, mental strength, on the plea of the lunar eclipse. Their minds overwhelmed with joy. Brahmana sajjana nari nana drabbe thali bhari আইলা সবে যৌতুক লইয়া যেন কাঞ্চা সোনা দুইটি দেখি বালকের মূর্তি আশীর্বাদ করে সুখ পায়া অল সর্টস অফ রেসপেক্টফুল ব্রাহ্মণ জেন্টলম্যান অ্যান্ড লেডিস ক্যারিং প্লেটস ফিল্ড উইথ ভ্যারাইটিজ অফ গিফটস কেম উইথ দেয়ার প্রেজেন্টেশন সিং দ্য নিউ বর্ন চাইল্ড হুজ ফর্ম রিজেম্বল ন্যাচুরাল গ্লারিং গোল্ড অল অফ দেম উইথ হ্যাপিনেস অফার দ্যার ব্লেসিংস সো ডেসক্রিপশন ইজ গোয়িং অন Celestial ladies, including Vaisa, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Nrisimhadev, King Indra, Vasistha, Rushi, Ramba, dancing all of heaven, all came as the wives of Brahman, came with varieties of gifts to see the Lord. So there were festivals, festivities in this earth planet as well as in the heaven planets, because Lord has appeared. Therefore all unhappiness, lamentation, khandileka dukha sukha pramodita, pramoda purita loka misra hila ananda vihola. In effect, all unhappiness, lamentation were immediately dissipated and people became jubilant, all jubilant. And there was such great, unexpected, great, grand festival, Jagannath Mishra's house. Jagannath Mishra was also overwhelmed with joy. No one could understand who was coming, who was going, who was dancing, who was singing. No one could understand each other's language. So wonderful, because Lord has appeared. Gaura is Krishna, none different from Krishna. But his complexion is different, and that is Kansa Sona Duti, here it says, whose complexion resembles natural glaring gold. That is the point here I am speaking on this topic only. Nothing else to speak here. This very deep philosophy. Krishna accepted the complexion of Radharani. That is the complexion of Radharani. Molten god, do you understand? Complex and molten god. Radhikar bhavadviti angikar vine tine sukha kavunaya swadhani. When we discuss this appearance of Gaura, we'll find there are two types of causes. One is bahiranga karan, external cause, another is antaranga karan, internal cause. Bahiranga, that we discuss and we will discuss on that day, appearance day of Gaura. And sometimes also the topic comes, we discuss. This is internal cause. Internal cause is for himself. External cause for others, for the people. You understand? That's external cause. For others, internal cause for himself, oneself, Krishna's. That is three desires. Krishna developed three desires. Those three desires remained unfulfilled in Krishna Leela. Unfulfilled. What are the three desires? Radhaya prana mahima kidrusam vanaiva. Sadhya hena dhuta madhurima kidrusava madhya. Sokhyanchasya madhana bhavata kidrusam veti lobha. Tad bhavadhyaya samadhani sasigarbha sindhau harindhau. This is three desires, three types of greed, Krishna developed. Number one, Radha Pranamayama Kidrusam. What is Radharani's love? What is the glory of Radharani's love? Number one. Number two, Sadhya Hena Bhuta Madhurima Kidrusam. My own beauty, Krishna's beauty. Excellent beauty, no such beauty is available anywhere. Kandarpakoti Kamaniya, whose beauty far excels that of the crows of Cupid. Even Krishna became amazed to see his own beauty reflected in a mirror-like pillar. Who is this? Such beautiful, handsome, Purusha person standing, his own beauty, isn't it? Aparikalita purvaka samatkara kari spurati mamagari ane samadhurjya pura ayam amapi hantapekhya dang lubdhacheta saravasampa bhaktu kamai radhikeva. Rupa Goswami has mentioned this in Lalita Madhavanatra. when Krishna saw his own reflection, reflected in mirror-like pillar, he became amazed. Who is this? It's wonderful, beautiful, handsome person. His own beauty. Huh? He said, amazed. He said, seeing him, such desire arises in me. What is that? Upabhaktum kamaya radhiv keva. Such desire creeps up in my heart to embrace him like Radhani. Desire is Radhani's desire. Do you understand? That desire to embrace such beautiful, wonderfully, excellently handsome person. Do you understand? So this desire, three desires, Radha Pranamayama Kidrusam Bhana Iva. What is Radharani's love, glory of Radharani's love? How can I understand it? Krishna cannot understand. But Krishna is preacher Viso and Radharani is preacher Asroy. How Viso can understand the desire of Asroy? Unless he accepts the mood of Asroy. He cannot understand it. It's impossible. Second, sadhya hena bhuta madhurima kidrusa ba madhya. My beauty is such excellent beauty. And what glory is there in such wonderful, excellent beauty of mine? What mellow emanates from it? Do you understand? How can I understand it? He cannot. Can you see your own beauty? No. Isn't it? So how can I understand? Second, desire. Third, sokhyantasyamadhanabhavatakidrusam betilobha. Third desire, ekali radhika aswadi sakali. Only Radharani really says this beauty completely. Nobody else really says completely. Radharani really says, sokhyantasyamadhanabhavatakidrusam. And what happiness, realizement Radharani gets out of it. How can I understand it? Three desires. This internal cause of the appearance of Krishna's Gaura. And that was not fulfilled in Krishna Lila. Therefore, he appeared as Gaura, appeared in the womb of Sati Mata. As womb of Sati Mata is like Garva Sindhu, like an ocean, as moon appears from the ocean, similar Gaura Chandra appears in the womb of Sati Mata. That's like ocean. So, to fulfill these three desires, he appeared. He releases it. And he teaches this Raga-Marga Bhakti thereby. To fulfill these three desires and release it and distribute it. To teach Raga-Marga Bhakti to the devotees. He appeared. So, Raganuga Bhakti is there in Chaitanya's Leela. The Mahaprabhu teaches us. Do you understand? It is not out of. That is not available here. It is available here. Yes, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, thought of how very deeply he thought of Krishna, thought of how these three desires will be fulfilled. Then at last he decided, Radhikar Bhavadviti Angikar Vine, Eitina Sukhakavuno Hyaswadane. Unless I accept the mood and the complexion of Radharani, these three desires will never be fulfilled. This is decision he took up. This should be done. Here one question is here. That, what is the question? Duty. If he would have only accepted the mood of Radharani, his desire would have been fulfilled. What is the need of accepting the complexion of Radharani? Understand my question? This is the question. If he would have simply accepted the mood of Radharani, his desire should have been fulfilled. Huh? What is the need of accepting the complexion of Radharani? Huh? This is the question, very important question. It should be, but very few understand it. Mostly cannot understand. This is a very important question. Huh? If Tadabhavadhyo Swarup, Swarup Namda Goswami has said, Tadabhavadhyo, Tadabhavadhyo, that in bhava mood, if Krishna would have accepted only the mood of Radharani, then he would have fulfilled his three desires or the need of accepting the complexion of Radharani. The answer is there. Vastu, what you say, I have no language, I have difficulty to express it in English. Every vastu has its natural complexion, do you understand? So that complexion is not different from the swarup of the vastu, do you understand? As for example, whatever mood will arise in the heart, internally, externally, the complexion will be like that. As for example, if you become angry, your eyes will turn red. It's automatic. So this duty, the complexion is not different from the soul. He is Sungara Rasaraja. Krishna is Sungara Rasaraja. The complexion of Krishna is Syama. Do you understand? Black or blue, you may say, Syama. This is true. Because he is Sungara Rasa Raja. He is the king of Sungara Rasa. What you say in English, Sungara Rasa? Conjugal Mela. King of conjugal Mela, Sungara Rasa. Known as Sungara Rasa Raja is Krishna. The complexion of Sungara Rasa is Syama. You understand? The complex, the color of Sungara Rasa is Syama. Therefore, when he is Sungara Rasa Raja, his natural color is Syama. Syama Sundara. Understand me? It's natural. Therefore, he is Syama Sundara because he is Sungara Rasa Raja. And the color of Sungara Rasa is Syama. So he is Syama Sundara. Do you understand? But the desire, the desire that has been risen in him, what is that? He has developed these three desires, Radha, Pranay Mahima Kidrusam, Swadhyo Hena, Bhuta Madriva Kidrusam, Swakhyan Kidrusam. That desire, if we explain, we'll find that the desire is without accepting the mood and complexion of Radharani, these three desires cannot be fulfilled. Radharani's mood. So Radharani's mood what? Radharani is Madanakhya Mahabhavamayi. Do you understand? Madanakhya Mahabhavamayi. When we speak about this Rati, Prema, it has gradual development. Do you understand? The first rise of prema is called rati. Then its gradual development becomes more condensed, more condensed, more condensed. The last thing is mahabhava. So it becomes sneha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga, bhava. Then comes mahabhava. Adhirudha mahabhava, madanakhya, modanakhya, madanakhya, mahabhava. That must. And Radharani is madanakhya, mahabhava, mai. Sneha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga. Do you understand? You follow? The raga and anuraga. When he comes to the anuraga stage, that anuraga stage, the complexion of anuraga is aruna. Color of anuraga is aruna. Aruna means rising sun. Do you understand? The color of the rising sun, aruna varna. Understand me? That is the color of anuraga. When it becomes more condensed, more condensed, more condensed, snaha, mana, pranaya, raga, anuraga, then comes bhava. Follow me? Then comes bhava. When comes bhava, then mahabhava. Bhava, mahabhava. Raga, anuraga, then comes bhava, then comes mahabhava. Do you understand? When this mahabhava comes, the color of mahabhava is gaura. Color of the mahabhava is gauravarna. Understand me? Then when madanakhya mahabhava comes, bhava, mahabhava, mahabhava is divisions, ruda mahabhava, adhiruda mahabhava, modanakhya, madanakhya, mahabhava. So madanakhya mahabhava, Vrishabhanu Nandini, son of, daughter of Vrishabhanu Raja, that means Sadhani, is madanakhya mahabhavamayi. That color of madanakhya mahabhava is molten gold, is molten gold. Tattva kanchana gaurangi. Therefore Radharani is tattva kanchana gaurangi, is molten gold. The color, that is the color complexion, natural complexion of madanakhya mahabhava. Similarly, Mahaprabhu accepted that mood, that the mood of Radharani. Therefore his color changed, complexion changed. It is automatic, it is natural. It's natural. Now accept madanakhya mahabhava, accept the mood of Radharani, then color naturally changes. Because that is natural color. It cannot be different. Do you understand? So, tapta kanchana gaurangi, tapta kanchana gauranga. Kancha sunar, therefore say, kancha sunar unga. Jeno kancha sunar dithi. Here it says, jeno kancha sunar dithi. Child was born, whose form, whose complexion resembled natural glaring gold. Natural glaring gold, because he has accepted that mood of Radharani. Mood of Radharani is mahabhavamayi, madanakhya mahabhavaya. That is the complexion, natural complexion, color of mahabhava, madanakhya mahabhava, is molten gold. So that is the complexion. So when one accepts or Krishna accepted that mood of Radharani, automatically the complexion changed. Example is, we give, the acharyas give this example, green mango and ripe mango. Mango is unripe, what's its color? It's green, isn't it? When it becomes ripened, color changes, isn't it? Becomes ripened, color changes, what is? Yellow, green mango, when it becomes ripened, complete ripened, then becomes yellow. Do you understand? So Shyam Sundar became Gaura Sundar. And mellow became ripened. When he is Shyam Sundar, mellow is unripe. Mellow is unripe. Is not ripened. So he is Shyam. But when mellow ripened, complete ripened, then complexion changes, becomes Gaura Sundar. The Shyam Sundar became Gaura Sundar. Why Shyam Sundar became Gaura Sundar? Because in Shyam Sundar, mellow is unripe. But in Gaura form, Gaura Sundar, mellow is completely ripened. You see, unnata ujjala sungara rasa. Unnata ujjala sungara rasa. Unripe state, it is Shyam. The ripened state, it is Gaura. Unnata ujjala sungara rasa, ripened state, is Gaura. Therefore we say, Shyam Sundar may be there, if not Gaura Sundar is there, we won't go there. You understand? Shyam Sundar may be there, but if Gaura Sundar is not there, we won't go. Because mellow is unripe. We want ripened mellow. Understand? Therefore we say, so Gaudiya Vaishnava temple, this is specific. In Gaudiya Vaishnava temple, there is Radha Shyam Sundar is there. But with them, Gaura must be there. Otherwise, we won't go there. Because mellow is unripe. We want ripened mellow, which is nectar and sweet. That is Gaura. Understand me? So, in all Gaudiya Vaishnava temple, with Radhasyam Sundar, Gaurav must be there. That is Gauriya Vaishnava Siddhanta. So, Krishna is a supreme, is a supreme thief also. He is supreme in all respect. Isn't it? He is a supreme thief. So, he stole that mood. Entering into the heart of Radharani, he stole that mood. Otherwise, how can he have it? He stole. So, he entered into the core of the heart of Mahabhavamayi Radharani. You understand? He entered into the core of the heart. Therefore, his Shyama complexion becomes covered up with Gaura complexion or molten golden complexion when he entered into the core of the heart of Mahabhavamayi Radharani. Understand me? Understand? I try my best to explain, but my language is faulty language, I don't know. So, here another question is raised. If Krishna only would have assumed the mood of Radharani and externally if he would have stayed in Shyam Rupa, what harm is there? And what objection is there? Understand? This is question. What harm is there and what objection is there? Understand my question? Understand? Only you would have accepted the mood of Radharani, but externally you would have stayed in Shyamvarna. Now what harm would there or what objection is there? Krishna can do and undo things. He could have done so, but why did not so? You understand? Yes, objection is there, harm is there. What is that? Because he would have stayed in Shyamvarna, only assuming, accepting the mood of Radharani, his three desires could not have been fulfilled. No, no. Isn't it? Because he is in the Radha-bhava. Radha-bhava is predominating in Gaura. Yes, though he is Krishna, but Radha-bhava is predominating. Because that is internal cause for us to fulfill three desires. You understand? So he would have been remained as Shyama externally, only accepting the mood of Radharani internally, his three desires would not have been fulfilled. Do you follow? Because he is always crying. Kahan gale, kahan paun murali badano, ke more milaya dibe nanda nandana. Like Radharani, Mahaprabhu is always crying. Kahan gale, kahan paun murali badano, ke more milaya dibe si nanda nandana. Where shall I go? Where shall I find that murali badana? That Krishna with the fruit in the lips? Is there anybody there to help me? To take me to Nanda Nandana, son of Nanda Maharaj? Help me to meet Nanda Nandana, son of Nanda Maharaj? Saying, crying. So, if he would have remained in Shyama Varna, so he could not have cried like that. His mood would have been disturbed. Do you understand? When looking at him, oh, I am Krishna, I am Shyam. Where shall I go? Where shall I find? Here it is. Isn't it? So, yes, harm is there, and lots of objection is there. This is philosophy, very, very confidential, deep philosophy. But if you cannot understand, what shall I say? If I say this thing, then hit my head. Hit my head. You are saying this thing. Why peacock feather you will put on the crest of Gaura? That issue is there. Why peacock feather? If say, don't say, then Gaur Gobind say, then that disturbance, hit his head. You understand what is the mood of Gaura? What it is? Radha Baba is predominantly crying for Krishna. If you put peacock feather, oh, I am Krishna, I am Shyam. শিখিকালঙ্কৃতি কোন শিখিকালঙ্কৃতি isn't it? কোন শিখিকালঙ্কৃতি that's it? কো নন্দকুল কো কৃষ্ণ নন্দকুল চন্দ্রমা কো শিখিকালঙ্কৃতি কো রাসরস পাণ্ডবী কো মন্দমুরলী রবহ exactly saying where is that Krishna on whose crest peacock feather is there I on your crest peacock feather you are Krishna how can he say like that Sikhi Kalankruti then you put one flute on his hands put one flute Mandra Murati Rava make him three places Karuna why Gaurasne simple thing you can't understand and are creating you are creating disturbances and you put blame on me I am creating so disturbance took place in France because of this point nothing else this big on killer understand it's simple thing what is the mood of Gaura And this is the mood of Radharani. Radharani's cry. Kaha Krishna Nanda Kula Chandrama. Where is that Krishna? The moon of Nanda dynasty. Murali Vadana. Mandra Murali Rabha. Where is that Krishna on whose lips? Flute is there. Sikhi Kalankruti. That Krishna on whose crest? Peacock feather is there. So, only Krishna puts on peacock feather. Nobody else puts on. Is Sikhi Kalankruti. This is what. So, the answer is here. So only if you have accepted the mood of Radharani and if you have remained in Shyama Varna, his three desires would not have been fulfilled. No. No. Because when you look at would have looked at him, so I am Krishna, so he cannot cry for Krishna. And his mood is disturbed. Mood is disturbed. So it is very painful to Gaura to disturb his mood. It's very painful to Gaura to disturb his mood. Prabhupada said, don't disturb the mood of Gaura. Because that's very painful. Very painful. Very painful. Yes. He's releasing, he's mellow. He is fulfilling his three desires. Virohobhav. Feeling the acute pang of separation from Krishna like that of Radharani. Yes, Radhabhav. So if you make him Krishna, then how will it will be? His mood is completely disturbed. It's so painful to him. So this is what you can understand. So when inside that mood of Radharani is there, so outside it's quite natural, the Gaurakanti will be there. It's natural manifestation because that is the complexion or kalaratmaha bhava is Gaura or taptakanchana, molten gold. Natural color, you understand? Syamrupa is his viruddha bhava. It's completely different mood. Because Syam means Srungara Rasa is unripened. Gaura means Srungara Rasa is ripened. So when the ripened mango becomes ripened, color changes. Yes, green mango changes into yellow, isn't it? Similarly, when the mood is there, Mahabhava, Madhanakya Mahabhava, the mood of Radharani, automatically the complexion will change. It become molten gold. It cannot be at all. It's a natural change. Tapta kanchana gauranga, tapta kanchana gaurangi. Mahabhava chintamani ratra mahabiraha bandhini vigalita. Biraha is a, let's say, separation, acute separation. That is intense heat, isn't it? Viraha agni. That is like fire. And it produces intense heat. So, when the goldsmith wants to what say, mare to the gold. What he does? He puts the gold into fire that produces intense heat. Then it becomes melted. Huh? So, then in the heart, he feels, as Radharani feels the acute pang of separation from Krishna, Mahaprabhu feeling is the same feeling. That pang of separation produces very intense heat. Then gold becomes molten. Is the complexion is molten gold. It's natural. It's quite natural. Yes. And if you have remained in Shyama Sundara form, then his releasement of rasa would not have been there. It's Shyama Sundara in Shyama Sundara, the Sundara rasa is unripe. But in Gaura Sundara, rasa is completely ripened. Completely ripened. And this is Vipralambha Bhava. Therefore, Vipralambha Rasa Atura Vihola Unmatta. Gauranga is always crying, feeling the acute pang of separation from Krishna. He is like mad after this, as Radharani's mood. So his mood, don't disturb the mood of Gaura. That's very, very painful to him. You understand? That's very, very painful to him. So this is why it said, Toma ezo kancha sonar ranga. Jena kancha sonar dhiti, dekhi bala kiramuti asibhat kare sukapaya. Seeing the newborn child, whose complexion resembles natural glaring gold. Because Krishna has come with the mood of Radharani, you understand, to fulfill his three unfulfilled desires. Those desires were not fulfilled in Braja Leela, Krishna Leela. Therefore, to fulfill the three desires, he came as Gaura, assuming the mood of Radharani and complexion of Radharani. He's fulfilling that thing. Lalisi mellow. That is why the complexion is such. Otherwise, Krishna can do and undo things only by assuming the mood, accepting the mood. If you would have remained in Shyama Varna, he could have done so, but his desires would not have been fulfilled. So this objection is there, and this harm is there. Understand? This is very confidential, very deep tattva. Very deep tattva. And it's not easy thing to understand. And who understands? Gaurangara duti pada jara dhana sampada sejane bhakati rasa sara. Gaurangara duti pada jara dhana sampada sejane. Whose dhana and sampada, the asset and wealth, is the two lotus feet of Gauranga, no other asset. The devotees, whose asset is the two lotus feet of Gauranga, dhana and sampada, the asset and wealth, they know it. Others don't know it. Gauranga raduti padadardhana sedane bhapati rasasara. He knows. Such devotee knows, such devotees know. Gaura gata pranam, those are very dear devotees of Gaura. Those who feel the, those who understand the heart of Gaura, what mood is there? How is he? And their only asset and wealth is two lotus feet of Gaura, nothing else. They know it, others cannot understand it, and they don't know it. Understand? Bhakta Rupa Prabhu. My language. Language, what is language? Gaurangera duti pada jara dhana sampada sedane bhakati rasa sara. Gaurangera madhul lela jara karne praveshila. Sudaya nirmala bhela tara. Gaura prema rasarnave setarange jibadube. Se radha madhava antaranga. Grehe bhavana iste thake ha gauranga balitake narottamam agetarsa. Such devotee or devotees know this thing. Otherwise, it's not easy thing to understand it. It's not easy thing to understand it. Why it is so? So, it's all discussed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Such devotee know this thing. Otherwise, it's not easy thing to understand it. You're not easy thing to understand it. Why it is so? So, it's all discussed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Discussed in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this all. Chaitanya Charitamrita is there for postgraduate study. It's postgraduate study. Yes. Not primary study or degree stage, it's postgraduate study. Very deep. Gaura Tattva is not easy, it's very deep. Confidential tattva is Gaura Tattva. Yes, they are for postgraduate study. One passes primary stage, secondary stage, degree stage, then comes to this class, postgraduate class, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Otherwise, how can one understand it? This is Gaura Tattva. Yes, always crying, Krishna, Radhikara Pranapati Kibhabe Kandoi Niti, Taha Bujhe. Bhakata Samada, we sing that song. Who is Radhikara Pranapati with the husband of Radhani? He cries. Husband of Radhani cries for Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Who is Radhikara Pranapati? Who is Radha Kant? Who is Radha Nath? How he cries for Krishna, Krishna, Krishna? Who understands? Taha Bhude Bhakata Samada. Such devotees. Those are very dear to Gaura, they only understand it. How Krishna cries for Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hari Hari Balite Mayanu Bahenira. Gauranga Balite Habe Pulakas Harira. If you utter name of Gauranga, your whole body will be ecstatic. The hairs on the body will be erected. Why? Hari Hari Balite Mayanu Bahenira. Because it's Hari. But chanting the name, uttering the name of Hari, he sits here, he sits here. Hari himself, uttering name of Hari, sits here. That is why. Gauranga balite have pulaka sarira. If utter name of Gaura, Gauranga, whole body will be ecstatic. Yes. Because Hari himself, uttering his name Hari, sits here. This is very confidential tattva. Radhikar Pranapati Kibhabe Kandai Niti Tabuje Bhakata Samada. Which Radhikar Pranapati is the husband of Radha, how he cries for Krishna. Who is Krishna himself cries for Krishna. Who understands it? Oh, you are Krishna, you are crying for yourself. How is it? You are Krishna and crying for, where is Krishna? You are Krishna. Then, who understands it? This tattva. Very deep. Understand me? This is Gaura tattva. Then so many other very confidential, very deep philosophical questions are there. Very deep philosophical questions are there. Gaura kirtana. What is Gaura kirtana? Prema nama sankirtana. Gaura Kirtana is Prema Nama Sankirtana. It is not mere Nama, it is Prema Nama. Objective is there. Prema Nama Sankirtana. Understand? Nama, name that will give Prema. That Sankirtana is there. It is Prema Nama Sankirtana. And there it says that Prema nama pracharite hi avatar, dui hetu avatari raya bhakta gana apane asarve prema nama sankirtana. Is not that? You see, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anarpita charinchirat, karunayavati inma kalau, namarpahit unnata jalarasang, so bhakti sriyam, unnata jalarasa. Fourth verse, explanation of fourth verse. Premanam. Chatutha slokera artha yehi koila sara. Premanam prasarite yehi avatara. Dui hetu avatari loyam bhaktagana. Apane aswade premanam sankirtana. Seidvara acharnale kirtana sanchare. Nama prema mala ganthi paraila savare. You find that? When this fourth verse is explained there, fourth verse is explained, Kapilas Goswami has explained it. You find find out what Prabhupada has written. You read it. Chaturtha shloka artha ei kailo sar premanama prasaridei avatar dui hetu avatarilo nya bhakta gano apane aswade premanama sankirtana sri dware achandale sankit kirtana sanchare nama premo mala ganthi parailo sabare nama premo mala garland made a garland of nama premo and everybody alive, put on this garland. Nama prema mala ganti parailo sabare. So question arranged, the question is raised here. Nama prema mala. Do you understand? How it becomes a garland? Nama prema sadhyo sadhana. Sadhana means an end. Sadhana, sadhyo prema. Nam sadhana, sadhya prema. Sadhya sadhana combined together and stemmed in a form of garland. How it is? And how? How it is? How Mahaprabhu did it? That garland he made and made everybody to put on it. Parailo sabare. Very, very deep philosophical question. Yes, this is Chaitanya-tamrita. You can't find it? Can't find?
Kaviraj Goswami
explained, Paganthi Parayala Savare. Sadhana and sadhya, how will it be possible to still together prema and sadhana and sadhya and make a garland? That is question. That question. That is the question. How will it be possible? That is the question and it needs answer. It needs answer. That is the answer. Sadhana bhakti, nama is sadhana bhakti and sadhya is prema. Then nama sankirtana ujjala unnata rasa, that is madanakya mahabhava. That is the highest thing. So, sadhana bhakti nama is sadhana, means sadhya is prema. And how, in what art this garland is made? Sadhana and sadhya. Nama prema. Nama is sadhana, prema is sadhya. Nama prema mala. Find out. Nama prema mala. So this garland of sadhana and sadhya. Mahaprabhu made that garland, made it, put on, made everybody put on. Do you understand? Parayala sabare. This is the question. Nama prema mala, madanakya mahabhava virodasara asada prema phalaro rasamoya mala. Prema phalaro rasamoya mala. That is, prema phala, phala fruit is, ripened fruit is prema, bhakti lata grows, goes at last to the Goloka Vrindavan, then rides support. Lata creeper needs support, and support is lotus feet of Krishna. Lotus feet of Krishna is the support. The creepers get support, that lotus feet of Krishna. Then goes higher, then there is flower, then fruit. Fruit becomes ripened, that is prema phala. A ripened fruit is prema, Krishna prema. Do you understand? That is Krishna prema. That is ripened fruit. That is prema phala. That is sadhya vastu. Sadhana and sadhya. Stewed together. And Mahaprabhu made a mala, made a garland, and he make it put on. All the devotees, make all devotees to put on. How it is and how it is possible. And our japa mala, chanting bead, is the example. That is mala. Chanting bead. Japa mala. Japa mala is the example. That is nama prema mala. Do you understand? So when you make a garland, one thread is required that goes through it, then everything is tuned. Huh? That thread, that is prema sutra. Thread is prema. Understand? Prema sutra. Sutra means thread. Prema is the thread. Huh? Prema sutra. The thread. Love is the thread. Therefore, with that thread, string together, sadhya and sadhana, nama and prema, and became a garland. Huh? So japa mala, the chanting bead, is the example. So, thread is prema. Prema sutra. Prema sutra. Huh? Mahaprabhu is prema purushottama, is known as prema purushottama, who has come to give prema. Brahmaradullava, even on the part of Brahma, it is not easy thing to get. Difficult part of Brahma. But he gives that prema through chanting this holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Achannale, achannale, samaribita. Even patita pamarana hi bache. Never discriminates whether most degraded, most fallen and most elevated. Huh? Everybody. Huh? Isn't it? Sabari. One and all. He makes one and all. Put on this mala. Put on this garland. Huh? Nama prema mala. Huh? Such is prema purushottama gauranga. Huh? How? Why? That is the question. And how it is possible? You understand? That is the question. And it has very long answer, very deep. This all. In Chaitanya Charitamrita. Very deep philosophy, confidence. Huh? If you can understand it, then you'll understand everything. Huh? Gaura tattva is such very deep, confidential, very deep tattva. Not easy thing. Not easy thing. Huh? Understand? Prema tattva, priti tattva is there. Thank you. Yes? Amani na mana dena kirtan yasa. Otherwise you cannot do hari kirtan. Ehi rupa hoya, ehi bhav loi, je parinam kare tar krishna pade prema upujay. Unless you develop this mood, you cannot get prema. You understand? Pranada ke sunishina. Tarorīva saishana amānina mānadena kittanya sadahari. This most important verse in Sikhyāstaka. No false ego, no pride, such humility is there. Thinking oneself, nobody can do this. Because we are such pride fellow, thinking it's so great. Can you have it? So Kaviraj Goswami says, make a garland of this verse, put around your neck, and
sand,
Hare Krishna.
So at that time you said that there's a thread running through that garland that you put around your neck. Is that the same thing, Prema Sutra?
Nama Prema Mala, this is that. That is the garland of that horse.
Yes, different subject. You said one day that you're going to tell us one time.
No, this is Nama Prema Mala.
Different thing.
Nama and Prema. Sadhana and Sadhya. Two things. Nama is sadhana, sadhya is prema. Understand me? Means end. Sadhana means sadhya, end. Sadhya vastu prema. Sadhana, nam sadhana, and end is prema. So, sadhya sadhana, stemmed together, a garland is made. Huh? How? How it is? That is.
Guru Maharaj, you mentioned two Mahabhavas, Modana and Madanaki Mahabhava.
I can understand what you're saying, that
Madanaki Mahabhava is relished by Radharani. This is the highest madness. What is this? Madanaki. And who is relishing the Madanaki Mahabhava?
And then you have to understand what is Modana, what is Madana. That
you explain what's the difference between the two.
That's super explained. Madana, Modana. What is Madana? What is Modana? That to be explained. You understand? No, it's not one word. I can say.
But you can give some idea.
Wow. It's a long topic. I can say one word. I don't know it. It requires 2 hours. More than 1 hour. One word I can say. Madanaksha.
Did you explain that the seed is rati?
Huh?
The seed is rati, and then
praying,
and from
praying,
then
the verse Sneha, Man. How do I call it rati? Then say, first rice, tea. Then it becomes condensed. And last is Madanaksha Mahabhava. Then first is Sneha, then Mana, Pranaya. Sneha, Mana, Pranaya. Bhava. Sneha, Mana, Pranaya, Raga.